Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Do we have a lot to get into in today's show? Coming up in about 30 minutes, we are going to take it out to New York to get their reaction to yesterday's game. We are also going to be joined in studio by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Today is going to be one of those days that we are going to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We'll read some texts. We'll take some phone calls. Today just doesn't need to be me giving you all of my thoughts on what we saw yesterday. And Rob, this is a community effort. All of us can chime in today. We will take calls periodically throughout the course of the day. So if you want to call in, you certainly are welcome to do so. 913-586-7965. What I would like to do to begin today's show is I want to tell you three things that I absolutely believe after watching the Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills yesterday. But before we do any of that, I need to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, if you could tell two people, I'd appreciate it. But you know what? I get it. If you could just tell one person, you know what, that'd be doing me and Rob a solid. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch the beginning of college basketball today, yesterday I actually went to The Other Place and had myself a very tasty brunch. Whatever your sports needs are, I'm telling you, our good friends over at The Other Place, they have you locked in for what has been a great fall. So this is how I would like to begin today's show, and I wrote down three things that I absolutely believe regarding the Kansas City Chiefs in correlation with their loss yesterday to the Buffalo Bills. Let's start with this first one. Now, I think this is a problem that all of us have missed this entire time, and I get it. For whatever reason, we have all just completely erased the Super Bowl loss against Tampa Bay from all of our memory. We don't talk about it. We don't speak about it. It's almost like it didn't happen. Now, I don't know if that's because it was COVID. I don't know if that's because the Chiefs lost or whatever it is. We just decided a long time ago that that is something that we don't speak about. But I firmly believe that the effects of what we saw in that Super Bowl, we continue to say today. Now, I'm not telling you that the Chiefs offensive line was good in that Super Bowl. It wasn't. But I believe that Tampa Bay showed us something about Patrick Mahomes, and we continue to see that when things go wrong. When things go wrong for the Chiefs, their offensive line looks unusable, and I don't think that's always the case. That's what happened in that Super Bowl. That's what happened in the one against the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of that happened yesterday against the Buffalo Bills. I believe that Patrick Mahomes has Tampa Bay PTSD. I think he sees ghosts. I think he sees rushers when they're not there. I think the internal clock in his head is broken at times when there is pass rush. And when he perceives there to be a threat, he doesn't stand in the pocket. He doesn't step up in the pocket. He starts to move and get jittery. And when he starts to do that, you can feel the effects of that on the entire offense. I think the quarterback that came out on the other side of the game against Tampa Bay is not the same one that went in there. I think he has Tampa Bay PTSD. I think when the pass rush is there and his offensive line is not dominant up front and he doesn't feel like he has the time, I think he gets away from his mechanics. I think he gets away from his foundations. I think he goes into, I got to do everything by myself mode. And 95% of the time, Patrick is able to do these things by himself. He wasn't yesterday. And when the Chiefs go into their Pat save us mode, and they went into that mode really early in this one, he can come through most of the time. But when your offensive line isn't dominant and the Chiefs' offensive line was not dominant yesterday, I think Pat sees ghost. I think he goes back to that game against Tampa Bay and that feeling against Tampa Bay comes back. Their offensive line yesterday, if we're talking about the personnel, is not one of the worst offensive lines in the league. We did the same thing in the Super Bowl. We're going to have that conversation today. I know it. With Jalen Moore and the other options that you have, and before the Jawan Taylor injury, that's a capable offensive line. We're not arguing that it's the best in the National Football League, but it's certainly one that you can win with and certainly one that you can be viable with. I don't think that Pat gave them a chance to do that yesterday. So that's the number one thing I believe. I believe that Pat has Tampa Bay PTSD, and we just don't want to talk about it. We don't want to revisit that place. Hell, you might have Tampa Bay PTSD after watching another team get after this team, get after Patrick Mahomes in that same way. I don't think that all of those issues have been properly addressed by the Chiefs Kingdom. So that's number one. Number two, I think we know this about the Chiefs, and it's another topic that I don't think that we're prepared to discuss. I think after watching the way the Eagles beat the Chiefs, I think other good teams think that they can push the Chiefs around and the Chiefs won't do anything about it. Tell me the last time that you can remember a defense was prepared for Travis Kelce in the red zone. Excuse me. And hit Travis Kelce that way. Tell me the last time that happened. Tell me the last time that you can remember there was a team waiting for Travis Kelce and delivered a big shot. I haven't seen enough of this. I haven't heard enough of this commentary over the last few hours or so. Man, Buffalo just beat Kansas City. I don't want to hear about the refs. I don't want to hear about play calling. I don't want to hear about Josh Simmons not being there. I don't care about any of that. Yesterday, Buffalo beat Kansas City up on the offensive line. They beat Kansas City up on the defensive line. They beat them when it came to coaching. Man, Buffalo just wanted that game more. Now, we could say it's meaningless and it doesn't matter and can they beat you in January? And all of that may be true. But yesterday, I saw a team that went out there with the mentality of, we're more physical than you are. We think we can beat up your tackles. We think we can get after your quarterback. We hear the stats about how great your run defense is. Well, we don't believe it. We think that we can run the football directly at you. And that's what Buffalo did yesterday. Buffalo, that wasn't gimmicky what they did yesterday in the run game. No, it was, we think we have one of the best running backs in the NFL. We're committed to giving him the football and running it right at you. And we don't think you can stop it. And that's what they did. they consistently and routinely got past the defensive line, got past the linebackers, got their running back to the second level, and continued to do it and dared the Chiefs to try to stop it, and they couldn't yesterday. So two things I believe. I think that Patrick Mahomes has Tampa Bay PTSD that has been unaddressed. I think that other teams feel, after watching the Eagles push the Chiefs around for 60 minutes in front of all of us last year, I think the other teams think they can do that too. I think that the Chargers think they can do that. I think that the Eagles think that they can do that. I think that Buffalo just showed you yesterday, we're not afraid of this team. We think we can run the football at them. We think we can be more physical. We think we can beat up their tackles. We think we're better than them. And they proved it for 60 minutes. The last thing that I believe, and Rob wants to talk about the end of the first half sequence of the first half, their defensive line is the most disappointing unit on their team. I firmly believe it. You guys know I keep a very, very simple rule on this team. I am going to be critical of the highest paid and most important players on the team. This team has spent a lot of resources on that defensive line. They spent a lot of resources on Chris Jones. They spent a lot of resources on George Karlaftis. They brought back Charles Aminihu. They made a trade to go get Derek Nnadi. They brought back Mike Pinnell. They continue to pump resources into their defensive line. MIA yesterday, missing in action. Chris Jones, big dog, where are you at? I didn't see you a whole lot yesterday. You didn't have a great impact on the game. George Karlaftis, where's that next level? Where's that next gear? Because the contract that you just got 6 months ago would signify that the Chiefs believe that they think there is another level for you, that you're one of the premier big-time pass rushers in the National Football League. We watch this team. We watch George Karlaftis. You guys feel that way? You feel the Chiefs have one of those guys, one of those dogs, one of those motors on the defensive line? Sometimes, man, football's real simple. And the game to me yesterday is real, real simple. The Chiefs just got beat up front. They got beat up on the offensive line. More specifically, they got beat up on their tackle play. They got beat up at left and right tackle pretty routinely yesterday. And they got beat up front with their defensive line. This is a defensive line that has first-round picks and second contracts up and down the board. And their defensive line just wasn't good enough yesterday. Now, what does that mean? It's early November. There's time to fix this. We've seen them lose to Buffalo before in the regular season and snap back and it not mean anything for the postseason. But if we are just talking about the foundation and what you need to do to consistently win games against good teams, some of the problems that existed in week one, some of the problems that existed in week two, they still exist as we are heading into the Chiefs bye week. It's Patrick Mahomes being a little skittish, not stepping up in the pocket. It's the Chiefs abandoning the run game and having no interest in being balanced. It's another team thinking they can be much more physical and send messages to the Chiefs with physicality and the Chiefs having seemingly no answer for it. It is a missing pass rush and a defensive line that is incredibly inconsistent and lets other offensive lines push them around. So we'll talk about that. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the end of the first half and how the Chiefs should have played it. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got time for your phone calls before Sal Capaccio coming up in a bit. Let me remind you guys that Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building business and growing wealth since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com. So to begin today's show, I gave you guys the three things that I believe. I believe that Patrick Mahomes has Tampa Bay PTSD. I think he is a different quarterback when pressure happens after what happened in the Super Bowl a few years ago. I think he responds differently. I think he reacts differently. I think he moves differently after that. I think those feelings come back, and I think at times he just plays skittish when there's a pass rush. I think he did that pretty routinely yesterday, and I think it causes the offensive line to break down. I think other teams think they can push the Chiefs around. I think that everybody was watching the Super Bowl, saw the Chiefs get beat up, and I think they spent the entire offseason watching to see what Philadelphia did and seeing how much they can match it. I also think their defensive line has been incredibly disappointing. They spend way too many resources on their defensive line to get virtually no pressure on Josh Allen at any point in the day and unable to stop James Cook. Coming into this game, we knew there were two people that you had to slow down. Now, they're difficult for some of the best players in the league. It's the current MVP of the league, and they had the second leading rusher. They did little against either one of those individuals yesterday, a major reason of why they lost. I want to read this text to you guys. And again, if you want to chime in, you can do so. 913-586-7965. Someone just texted in. C-Dot. Our O-line has demonstrated they can't give Mahomes enough time to throw. The front office has demonstrated they are not willing to pay what it takes to give him protection. So Mahomes is doing what he has to do to try to be successful. I'm sorry, we can't keep doing this. The Chiefs have given Patrick Mahomes almost everything he wants. Now they should. I'm not saying the Chiefs have handled that poorly. The Chiefs, yesterday, their big free agent acquisition was playing at left tackle in Jalen Moore. Now, it's not Josh Simmons, the first round pick, but when we said they needed a left tackle, they went out day one in free agency and went to go get him a left tackle. They have a second round pick playing at left guard. They have a future Chiefs Hall of Famer playing center. Trey Smith played yesterday. Juwan Taylor's the second highest paid player on the team. I don't want to hear they haven't given him a capable offensive line. They have given Patrick Mahomes as much offensive line protection as the salary cap will allow you to do yesterday. They did as much as they could do. And then in wide receivers, we spent the last 2 weeks praising what they've given them at wide receivers. They spent the first round pick. They spent the second round pick. They went out and spent money in free agency. I don't know what more they can give Patrick Mahomes than what they've given him. There was enough there yesterday. Now, we can talk about the run game, and I've been saying this for weeks, and everybody keeps telling me to shut up. It doesn't matter. We can talk about that, but I don't want to hear the front office didn't give Mahomes enough. I don't want to hear that. They gave him enough yesterday. It just didn't work. They got beat up yesterday. They lost. Buffalo beat him up yesterday. It's not just Mahomes. a lot of people played poorly yesterday. He didn't play well yesterday. Andy, they had no commitment to running the football yesterday. They got beat up on the offensive and defensive line. Their linebackers, we can talk about Drew Tranquil. Drew Tranquil, it looked like he had cement shoes on. You guys remember in East Bay, they used to have those like ankle weight shoes to help you get your vertical. It was like Drew Tranquil never took those off yesterday. He was running in slow motion yesterday behind Dalton Kincaid. No, the front office is giving Patrick Mahomes way more than enough on the offensive side of the football yesterday, and they just couldn't get a big rhythm going. And a lot of that is due to their quarterback, who played about as poorly as we've seen him play in quite some time.
I mean, there are a lot of things you can say about yesterday's game that I won't argue with you. If you think, you know, Matt Nagy and Andy Reid had a bad day, I won't argue with you. If you think Patrick Mahomes has Bucs Super Bowl PTSD, I won't argue with you. If you think the Chiefs got bullied around, I won't argue with you. But if you text in saying the front office has not demonstrated they're willing to fix the offensive line, I'm sorry, you're wrong. That's the one thing the front office has consistently prioritized. I remember we were here, Carrington. You know what me and you in the text line argued about in April? Why on earth did they pay Trey Smith? He's the highest paid guard in the NFL. That's prioritizing the offensive line. Creed Humphrey is the highest paid center in the NFL. That's prioritizing the offensive line. They spent a first round pick on their left tackle. Now, he didn't play yesterday, but it's been a first round pick. On the first day of free agency, they signed Jalen Moore. Like, Jawan Taylor has the highest cap hit of any right tackle. Their left guard's a second round pick. Like, you can be frustrated with the Chiefs, you can be frustrated with the offensive line play, that's fine. But to say the front office has not demonstrated they're willing to do what it takes to protect Patrick Mahomes,
I just don't know what more they could do.
It's a nonsense.
Yeah, I just don't know what more they could do. I think they've done.
Unless you plan on going 9 O-line Mahomes and then throwing one guy in the route. Not done enough to protect Patrick Mahomes is crazy. That's a really bad take by the text line. Like, the text line misses on things. This one's a real bad one.
All right, let's talk about this because, Rob, this is something that you really wanted to talk about. You wanted to talk about the end of the first half and how the Chiefs handle it. Now, I think it is important to note that when this drive starts, it is 21-10. The Chiefs are getting beat up. Now, the Chiefs are they're not in a bad spot here. They still got a chance to win this game. I was not overreacting at this point. The Chiefs have the ball, and they get the ball at the beginning of the second half. We know what that's called. That's a good old-fashioned double up. Now, in my opinion, the number one goal when you're down in this spot is you just got to get points. So Buffalo kicks the ball off. The Chiefs get the ball at the 33-yard line. They got a couple of timeouts. So you got to move the ball. You got to maneuver. You got to finesse. And you got to get yourself down the field. Now, it is important to note that the Chiefs had one timeout during the stretch. So the Chiefs are moving the ball. They are getting up and down the field. All right, Rob, this is where we get to money time. It is first and goal from the 1 yard line. Now, this is where I think we are being a little bit unfair to Andy Reid and Matt Nagy. Somehow over the last, 5 weeks or so, we have treated shotgun like it's a curse word. Like, oh, no, you're running from shotgun. It's not going to work. Okay. Well, on first down, they give the ball to one of the most automatic short yardage runners in the National Football League. Now, yes, they gave it to him in shotgun. But, again, with that offensive line that they have pumped incredible resources, when it's first and goal from the one and you feel like you got an absolute sledgehammer, I felt that that was the right play to call. You had a timeout there. There's 20 seconds left. You got to give Kareem Hunt one opportunity to go score. He didn't. Chiefs call a timeout. It's now 15 seconds on the clock. Now, it is second down in this scenario. I believe Travis Kelce is open on that play. Mahomes rolls out to the right. I think Kelce's open in the middle of the field. He misses him. That happens. Mahomes essentially throws the ball out of bounds. All right, it's third down. Well, if it's third down and you cannot run the football, so you can't give it back to Kareem Hunt, you can't do really anything creative with Rashee Rice then at that standpoint, and you have to try to go to the end zone, the Chiefs then go to their best red zone option maybe in the history of their organization. They then try to get a target to Travis Kelce. We all know what happens. Ball falls incomplete. Travis Kelce gets blown up on the play, gets up a little bit slow, but he's perfectly fine. It's now fourth down. So the Chiefs on first down try to give the ball to Kareem Hunt. It didn't work. on second down. Travis Kelce is wide open on the middle of field. He misses him. The ball gets thrown out of bounds because you can't take a sack. You can't take a negative play. You can't stop the clock there. On third down, they try to go to Travis Kelce. Buffalo does a great job defending the play. It's fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. Now, here's the controversy. Here's the debate. What would you do in this scenario? I would have kicked the field goal. I would have a different opinion if Buffalo was the team that got the ball first at the beginning of the second half, but that's not the scenario. The worst possible thing that could have happened in that scenario was the Chiefs not leave with points. You had to score in this scenario. You had to get something out of this drive. Buffalo did a really good job. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap to the other team. Maybe you don't want to. That's perfectly fine. I think Buffalo made better defensive plays there at the goal line, and I think that Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, I think they did the best possible thing, and you had to take points, and you had to take a profit. We'll never know the other side. Maybe the Chiefs roll the dice, they go for it, they get it, and maybe the Chiefs win the game. Maybe the Chiefs go for it, don't get it. It's now 21-10. Buffalo's defense has all the momentum in the world. Their fans have all the momentum in the world. We'll never know all the different permutations of what happened. But while it was happening in real time, I didn't have any problem with the Chiefs then at that point taking points, knowing that you get the ball back first with an opportunity to potentially tie the game at the 11-minute mark in the third quarter. I don't have a problem with how they handled the end of the first half.
I would have absolutely 100% gone for it. Now, I will say this. I was here last week. We were doing the show. It was either Monday or Tuesday, and we were applauding Andy Reid. It must have been Tuesday because they played on Monday. We were applauding Andy Reid for being more aggressive. And I remember saying on the show, I worry about the methodology. And you're like, I don't care about the method. The result is he's more aggressive. Well, he got an opportunity to be aggressive on Sunday. He got an opportunity to flex that, hey, we have the best offense in the NFL energy. I'm going to be aggressive. And lo and behold, he decided to take the conservative route. He decided to take the safe way out. Fourth and one from the goal line with how everything had gone down. You go for it there. Now, I agree with the text line. Play calling is notable. I would run under center on first down. Whatever the stupid name they gave the handoff to Kareem Hunt is, I would have done that, but not from shotgun. But whatever, they did it differently. It is fourth and goal. You are telling me you don't have a go-to play on the goal line? You don't have a 1 yard, we know we're going to get it play? Because I think playing the momentum.
They ran it, though. But that's why I disagree. They ran your 1 yard, we think we got it. That's the carry to Kareem Hunt.
See, I don't
that has been
play,
the most
though.
Automatic play outside of the tush push in the National Football League. They ran that play. Buffalo stopped it.
They ran that play to shotgun, though. That's not their undefeated play. That's not their you can't stop this play. They ran that play in the I may have been the end of the third quarter, sorry, the fourth quarter, when they handed off to Hunt to score the touchdown. But they did it from the shotgun. They neutered themselves. You're not going to run the best play you have. And by the way, that should have been the first down play.
I guess
third and fourth down, get Patrick Mahomes moving, get creative. I hear about Andy and Nagy and how creative they are. It was bland vanilla field goal.
Yeah, and I guess what I would argue, though, when we say the creativity, I would say on the 1 yard line, if you got your offensive line and you got your first down. Hold on, wait. We'll call Saul Capaccio. Let's argue this. This is perfectly fine. This is where I don't think we can do both. I've seen the Chiefs be super aggressive at the end of the first half, and it ended up backfiring. This was the same situation they had in the AFC Championship game against Cincinnati. They did what everybody wanted them to do. They ran a play. It got stopped. And, okay, that's fine. So what I'm saying is we at least have to acknowledge there is a chance that they didn't get it. I feel like everybody is now just taking the stance of if they had gone for it, they would have scored a touchdown. I've seen them go for it on fourth down, and they didn't score a touchdown. So I don't know what would have happened either way or another. But you can't tell me, no one can tell me, that in that situation when you were down 11 with 30 minutes left in the game and you get the ball first, that taking a profit is the worst possible thing you can do. Again, I would have a different stance if Buffalo got the ball first. If Buffalo gets the ball first, then I'm with you. Kicking a field goal in that scenario doesn't really help you. But you get another possession at the end of it instantly. You get another possession.
Here's the thing, though.
Now, really quick, though. The problem is, after the field goal, they went three and out.
Yeah, that's so, part of the problem.
But I'm saying that has to factor into that, too. The Chiefs had all halftime to talk about it and discuss it and draw it up. They get the ball back. All right, capitalize. You kick the field goal. You get an opportunity. They ran three plays and got 3 yards and gave the ball back to Buffalo in 90 seconds. They just got beat. They got beat at the end of the first half. They got beat at the beginning of the second half.
Now, I agree with you on the beat part. I don't think that, hey, if they go for it, they score and they're guaranteed to win. I don't think any of that. But I do think methodology matters. I was pro going for it in the AFC title game against the Bengals. That's the right call. It just didn't work. I also think...
But to be fair, though... Now, we can play the hindsight 2020 game. The Chiefs probably win that game if they just take the points.
That's the same we don't know that you're just saying. It's the same we don't know.
I agree with you. But we saw the result them going for it and the momentum, and the Chiefs broke down after that decision.
That's fair.
We saw it. They broke down so much where we could play the audio. People thought that Mahomes was in it with the cartel afterwards after that game. So them going for it and not getting it was a drastic momentum shift in the game.
I'll also say this. I don't know what I call Sal Capaccio. I think
maybe we don't got to.
I think you go for it because even if you don't get it in this nightmare scenario where you don't get the touchdown or you don't get any points, there are still enough possessions in the game where 21-10 is not a death sentence. 21-10 with the ball first is not like a, oh man, how are we going to overcome this 11-point deficit? There's ample time. I would have gone for it on fourth down. I just didn't like that they didn't. And you're right. It might be a little bit of me playing the result and the fact that they came out of halftime and immediately stumped.
Immediately. Now, this is a fair point. I will say that. This is a fair point. CDOT, better explain to me why you would go for it on fourth and 17 with 12 minutes left in the game, but you won't go at fourth and one before halftime. That is a very fair point. I would have gone for it at the fourth and 17. I didn't trust our defense to get a stop anymore. I was actually on the side of them going for it at this point you're talking about. I just didn't trust their defense. I didn't really have any interest in giving the ball back to Josh Allen at that standpoint. I thought it was in their best interest to try to be aggressive and try to go for it. I also think just time and situation has to matter. When the Chiefs make the decision to go for it on that fourth and 17, there's 12 minutes left. When the Chiefs decide to kick the field goal, there's 30 minutes left in the game. You don't have too many more possessions left if you punt the ball back in that scenario. You got four more possessions left after the field goal. So I don't think that's a bad question. I think that's a very fair question. And how can you be hyper-aggressive in one situation and not the hyper-aggressive in the other? But I would just say, the fact that they got the ball back at the end of halftime just changes on my opinion on you had one long possession. So let's try to maximize it. Let's get some points here, and then we'll try to get points at the beginning of the second half. They just didn't get points. Let's get Sal Capaccio's thoughts on this. He does sidelines for the Buffalo Bills. Sal, we've been having this argument. A lot of fans are mad that the Chiefs kicked the field goal at the end of the first half. What did you make of that decision by Andy Reid?
I thought it was the right decision by Andy Reid in that situation. There's still a lot of football to be played. You know how explosive the Chiefs offense can be. And you go, you lick your wounds, you make some adjustments. And so that made the score, what, 21-13, right? Is that correct, I think?
Yep,
so,
it did.
Yeah, so it's a one-score game. Yeah, I mean, you kick it to go one-score game. You're getting the ball in the second half. That's a huge part of it, too. Getting the ball in the second half, you can tie the game up early on. I would have no problem with it if the Bills made that decision.
Right now, we're talking to Sal Capaccio. He does the Bills sideline. Just wanted to get your thoughts, I guess, on how the other side is playing. And Chiefs fans kind of have the mentality of it's the regular season. Oh, well, we'll get them in January because we always get them in January. I thought that Buffalo wanted this game more. I thought it was pretty clear from the kickoff of this. They just had more energy. They were the more physical team. They just seemed better prepared for this matchup. I came out very impressed with how Buffalo played.
Listen, I mean, we heard it all week, and I understand why. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just regular season. The Chiefs will get them in January. Well, I don't think that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are going to the locker room saying they didn't want to win. If that was the case, they would have forfeited the game, right? I mean, like, that's not the case. This is a football game. You're trying to win it, and it does matter to both teams. Both teams are looking up in the standings right now. It matters for division standings. It matters for conference standings and seedings, and where the game in January, if they were to match up, could be played. That being said, to your larger point about how the game played out, I mean, look, it's an important game for the Bills. It's home, and it's Kansas City Chiefs. So you're going to have a big bullseye on your back whenever you're playing the Chiefs. And let's be honest, I mean, the Chiefs are the boogeyman here on Halloween weekend. They all held the Bills back for where they want to go. The Bills have kind of constructed their team over the last several years to beat Kansas City, and they've come close. It's been one-score games. I mean, a Stephon Diggs catch or a 13 seconds misplay, whatever, different. And the Bills are the ones coming out of those games. So it's not like the Bills know they can play with Kansas City. And I understand that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs, but it's not for lack of, you know, being blown out or anything like that. And the one thing they haven't done is to get to Patrick Mahomes. And that was the difference yesterday. They got to Patrick Mahomes. They hit him, and they were around him, and they harassed him. And that's the difference in how this Buffalo Bills team is this year versus years past. Now, if they do play in the playoffs, I'm sure the Kansas City Chiefs will make adjustments, but so will the Bills.
Yeah, that's the thing that I would say with Buffalo I wasn't really anticipating. There was a lot of questions here about Buffalo's defense with the injuries and who they've gone up against and how tough that they were. And for a Buffalo team that's missing a lot of players defensively, they really controlled this game, whether it was the secondary or whether it was that defensive line. Bosa, we'll see if he's healthy at the end of the season. But to me, that's why you go get Bosa on a one-year contract. I thought he was a very disruptive playmaker in this game.
Five quarterback hurries he was credited with, which is a really, really big number. But I'll be honest with you guys, the big loss yesterday, the Bills losing Michael Hoyt, is just a really big blow to them. I mean, this is a guy that was suspended for six games. When he came back, the last two games, seven quarters of action, he has been tremendous. And he provides them that interior pass rush. He can play off the ball, on the ball. He sets their fronts on passing downs. That is a huge loss. And you're right, you got to keep Joey Bosa healthy. We all know the injury history there. He's been terrific, but losing Michael Hoyt on top of losing Ed Oliver is really going to hurt them. Now, they have had been very banged up on defense. Maybe because, you know, Chiefs fans are in Kansas City and they don't, you know, aren't as close to following the Bills. A couple things the Bills have done over the last few weeks. Number one, Sean McDermott, it appears, is now calling the defensive plays. He's much more involved. This is his system. The pass rush and coverage is marrying much better the last couple of weeks, and he's still letting Bobby Babich be a big part of it, but it appears as though Sean is having a much bigger hand, and that has made a difference, and I think that's going to continue going forward. But the other part is, and this is really on the field, what's changed is the Bills are more athletic and faster because Max Harrison is now healthy, the first-round pick who had to sit out because he sprained his knee. And you guys saw it. He ran stride for stride with Xavier Worthy. This is the fastest player at the Combine last year. Now he's in that secondary. He just makes them so much more fast and athletic. And so does Jordan Hancock, a rookie of Ohio State, playing more safety now. And then you saw what Cole Bishop did yesterday also. So they got faster and more athletic simply over the last few weeks.
Right now, we're talking to Sal Capaccio. He does the Bills sideline. Another thing that I think was a drastic difference in this game is the Chiefs haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in over 30 games. I thought Buffalo came out there with the mindset of, we're going to run the football effectively, and we don't really think you can do anything about it. I think having that balance on one side, Buffalo had it, and the Chiefs not having it, really showed you a difference in the offense, and that ended up being a major reason why Buffalo won this game.
Well, the Bills are the best running team in the NFL. I mean, simply put. And I know the Carolina Panthers, with all due respect, that they have Rico Dowdle and what they're doing over there, and a couple other teams can really run the ball. But the Bills have the best rushing attack in the league. And I know Jonathan Taylor might have something to say about it, but James Cook believes he's the best in the league. And right now the statistics say he very well could be. They are very, very good at running the football. And this is Sean McDermott's vision. You know, McDermott has a bit of a reputation here, and I think it's unfounded, that he just wants to be this conservative, old-school football guy and pound the rock. It's not really true. What he wants is a two-dimensional offense. He wants to be able to run the ball very effectively so that play action can work, and they leaned into a lot of that yesterday. And you obviously have the MVP and Josh Allen, who's one of the best in the league, along with Pat and a few others. So, yeah, the Buffalo Bills are really, really good at running the football. They have a very good offensive line. And honestly, guys, I thought they just kind of bullied the Chiefs up front yesterday. That was maybe the best I've seen the Bills' offensive line move Kansas City's defensive line since they started playing in this era.
That is Sal Capaccio joining us on the show today. Sal, great stuff, man. We appreciate you giving us the Bills' perspective on this one.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks.
Absolutely. That's Sal Capaccio joining us on the show today. I turned my mic off and didn't hang up on him, Rob. What a rookie mistake by me. Sal said two incredibly interesting things about Buffalo, how they think, and how they prepare for Kansas City. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, coming up in just a bit, I think we are going to have to add somebody to the barbecue chicken alert. I didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to do it, but I don't know if we have a choice. I think we're going to have to potentially add somebody to barbecue chicken alert. Sal Capaccio was just on the show. He's on the Bills radio network. He does the sideline. He knows the team up and down. He said two really, really intriguing things to me that I want to go back and talk about. The first thing is this. Listen to this. And this is the question I would ask. If you know, if you're the Chiefs, that other teams are going out in the offseason and specifically creating their roster and making moves to beat you, what are you doing to stay in front of those teams? What adjustments are you making to stay ahead of the trend? Because for the most part, the Chiefs' plan was to run it back. While other teams are tinkering with the formula and trying to do everything they can to run past Kansas City, the Chiefs are bringing back the same pieces, the same players. The Chiefs are very familiar. It's like a family business. We bring back the guys that we know. This is really, really good stuff from Sal Capaccio.
The Bills have kind of constructed their team over the last several years to beat Kansas City, and they've come close. It's been one-score games. I mean, a Stephon Diggs catch or a 13 seconds misplay, whatever, different. And the Bills are the ones coming out of those games. So it's not like the Bills know they can play with Kansas City. And I understand that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs, but it's not for lack of, you know, being blown out or anything like that. And the one thing they haven't done is to get to Patrick Mahomes. And that was the difference yesterday. They got to Patrick Mahomes. They hit him and they were around him and they harassed him. And that's the difference in how this Buffalo Bills team is this year versus years past. Now, if they do play in the playoffs, I'm sure the Kansas City Chiefs will make adjustments, but so will the Bills.
Rob, let's talk about this because I think this is really interesting. This is where I'm critical of Brett Veach. Where would you say are the improvements on this year's roster? Because for the most part, this is largely the same roster. And when you went out in free agency and spent a little bit of money, I mean, those guys are standing on the sideline in street clothes. I think their run game needs a boost. I've been saying this since March. This is not Johnny come lately. Their run game needs a boost. They had an opportunity to go get Javonte Williams. They passed on it. They had an opportunity to go get J.K. Dobbins. He took a visit with the Chiefs. They passed on it. They signed Elijah Mitchell. They don't trust Elijah Mitchell at all. They had an injury to their number one running back. Their current highest paid running back is just standing there. It's at the point now, I'm not even sure if Elijah Mitchell is a real person. I think he's AI generated. When have you seen him? What does he look like? What does he do? Tell me how they're handing out these jobs. I'm starting to think it's the Sopranos. He's got a no-show job. What does he do? They pay him $1.3 million. He can't get on the field. That was one of their big moves in the offseason, was to pick up Elijah Mitchell on the defensive end. They made one big signing. They got Christian Fulton. He doesn't play on the team. He's getting healthy DMPs. So my question is, there is a team in the AFC that wakes up every day thinking about beating you in free agency. They make moves. How does this help us beat Kansas City in the draft? How does this help us beat Kansas City? Are the Chiefs making moves to try to stay ahead of the Buffalo Bills? Are they building their roster in a way that continues to keep them ahead of these other teams? Because they lost to the Chargers earlier this year. They just lost to the Bills. And coming up their next two games, they play the other two best teams in the AFC and the Broncos and the Colts. So that's question number one for me. And this is the last thing I want to play. This just seems obvious to me. I'm not saying it's anything wrong with what Sal Capaccio had to say, but it goes to their defensive line is the most disappointing part of their team. Football is simple. It's a line of scrimmage game. It's about your big guys dominating their big guys. And Buffalo's offensive line pushed Kansas City around all day.
The Buffalo Bills are really, really good at running the football. They have a very good offensive line. And honestly, guys, I thought they just kind of bullied the Chiefs up front yesterday. That was maybe the best I've seen the Bills' offensive line move Kansas City's defensive line since they started playing in this era.
He used the term bullied. Bullied. Football is simple. It is about which team can be more physical than the other one. And I told you guys what I believe. I think other teams think they can push Kansas City around. They think they can pick on Kansas City. They don't think they'll do anything about it. They ran the ball right at the Chiefs yesterday. We don't think you can protect your quarterback. We think we can get after you. And that's what they did. Now, adjustments, you get Josh Simmons back. There's no reason to rip up your Super Bowl ticket, but that's noticeable. The Chiefs' free agent moves don't play for the Chiefs, so it's largely the same team. While Buffalo is out making moves, Denver's out making moves, these other teams are making moves to close the gap between you and them, and it's safe to say that that gap is closed between those two teams. It's certainly a lot more even than it's been in years past, and that is something that you never want to hear about your defensive line. You got bullied? The other team pushed you around? Well, you lost. You lost then. You lost. You lost in shotgun. You would have lost under center. If you think that's the case, then you just got beat up. And that's what happened. She's got beat up yesterday.
I think that highlights something that we will talk about more tomorrow, but we've talked about a lot on the show. I have been banging the drum. The Chiefs need D-line help because it was apparent yesterday. Not just stopping the run. And James Cook, you know, he didn't have as good of a day as he had against the Panthers, but he had a very nice day. But outside of that, do you remember a time where Josh Allen was under pressure? Do you remember a time where, oh man, can you believe Ashton Gelati or Mike Dana or George Karloftis or Chris Jones or Mike Pinnell or Jerry Tillery or any one of them was just went out there, made a play, and got a sack on Josh Allen? Josh Allen could have a picnic back there most times he was throwing. Like, their D-line is an issue. And I know Chiefs Twitter and the text line and social media is in love with the idea of, ooh, go get Breece Hall. Breece Hall put out a weird gift tweet the other day. Does that mean the Chiefs are trying to get him? If the Chiefs are going to target running back tomorrow over defensive line, they are in trouble because they are getting bullied by the best teams in the NFL. They beat the Lions. Congratulations. But they've lost the Eagles. They've lost to the Bills. They've lost to the Chargers. And largely the formula has been the same. Their opponent offensive line bullies your defensive line, to use your word, bullies, and the Chiefs lose the game. That is what has happened in games this season, and it is problematic. So I've never been team go get Breece Hall tomorrow, but now if you're adding a running back tomorrow, what are we doing? What are you doing?
It's a mentality. I mean, it's part of the talent. That's certainly a major part of it. It's a mentality. Philadelphia wants to be successful running the football. Buffalo, it's part of their identity. We think we're the best rushing team in the National Football League. We don't believe that you can stop it. I don't think that's the mentality Kansas City has when they run the football. They don't execute like they're a team that thinks they can run the football successfully. They either give up on it, don't try enough, or they just don't have the talent in the backfield, I think, to run the football consistently. I hate to do this. I really, really hate to do this because we've already given this out once this year.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I mean, Shamari Connor. I mean, we already gave you the barbecue chicken alert. But I'm sorry. You got to move over. You got to scoot over on the couch because Drew Tranquil, I mean, he's sitting right there next to you.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
That's what they did. You guys know in basketball, when you're playing somebody that you don't think can guard you and you kind of maneuver and position yourself in a way that that person is guarding you and you just call for an ISO because you think they're out there on an island by themselves and you think they're
barbecue chicken alert, barbecue chicken alert.
That's exactly what Buffalo did yesterday to Drew Tranquil. They put Dalton Kincaid over there and we don't think that your linebacker can cover him. In fact, at all, we don't think he can guard him. One of them, he slipped and fell. All right, that happens. I mean, you know, everybody falls at some point. That wasn't the only time. Dalton Kincaid had 6 catches for 101 yards and 1 touchdown yesterday. He looked like a 2021 Travis Kelce against the Chiefs yesterday. I got to put that on one person. I got to put that on Drew Tranquil. You guys smell that?
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I got to give it to Drew Tranquil. I really didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to. I mean, that's what you were, though. I mean, hot off of the grill barbecue chicken yesterday. You were getting just cooked up yesterday by that Buffalo Bills tight ends. Coming up on the other side, Rob, let's talk about the Jalen Phillips move. So Jalen Phillips was on the Miami Dolphins. We had a Dolphins guest on a couple of weeks ago because he was a name that was possibly being rumored to be traded. He has since now been traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are just making all kind of moves right now. We got time to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. So if you want to talk about yesterday's game, you can do so. And we'll also talk about Jalen Phillips, who was traded from Miami to Philadelphia. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. So Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.